Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. I want to tell you a terrifying story. When I was a teenager, my father took me to the firehouse. My dad was a firefighter. I always wanted an opportunity to slide down the fire pole that the firefighters use when they are responding to an emergency call. My father worked in a three-story firehouse. The first floor was where the fire trucks were kept. The second floor was where the kitchen and fitness center were located. The third floor was the bunkhouse. The firemen slept on the third floor. There were a lot of beds on the third floor, and there was a big screen television, too. Norm, the fire pole was 47 feet long. It was a highly polished brass pole. The men would run to the pole and slide down it when the firehouse alarm would go off. Norm, while my father made meatloaf on the second floor, another firefighter showed me how to clutch onto the brass pole and slide down it. Norm, you would have been proud of me. I wrapped my arms around the brass fire pole, and when I signaled that I was ready, his fireman friend would let me drop. Norm, it was fun for about 2 seconds. At some point, the brass pole made a sharp turn. Instead of me sliding down to the first floor where the fire trucks were, I ended up in a dark room in an unoccupied building next door to the firehouse. There was a heavy odor of marijuana in the room. Someone in the room was pumping the song "Backdoor Man" by Jim Morrison through powerful audio speakers. The fast-blinking ceiling-mounted strobe lights made it hard for me to see anything in the room. It was at that moment someone or something clutched onto my tits and pussy. Before I knew what was happening, my panties, pants, shirt, and brassiere were torn off. Norm, I was banged out for at least an hour by something I couldn't even see. I'm sure the firemen in the firehouse heard my loud moans of pleasure. I was a virgin before this incident. I hate to say it, but I didn't want this moment to ever end. Norm, at some point after I came many, many times, I was put back onto the brass fireman's pole. I was still coming and trembling as I slid down the pole. There were at least a dozen firemen standing near the trucks, and a bunch of visitors, too. It was an open house for the firehouse. Everyone attending the open house ran to me. I was a naked, crumpled, cum-covered mess clutching onto the fireman's pole. It was embarrassing. My dad called the police. According to the authorities, an unknown person was able to divert the brass fireman's pole. When that person was done ravaging my tight, juicy body, this person was able to return the pole to its normal position. They believe a retired, disgruntled fireman was behind my sexual attack. My vaginal juices caused the 47-feet-long brass fireman's pole to change color. The pole had to be repolished because it was covered in my young cunt lubricant. When the police searched the building next door to the firehouse, they found nothing. Norm, I have an audio recording of the moment I was banged out. I'll play it now.
I'm a backdoor man. Coming down, no, but the legal understand.
That is the end of the audio clip. My father installed a brass fireman's pole in my bedroom in the hopes it would help me get over this brutal attack. He also bought me a Doors long play vinyl record from Walmart. Norm, I am telling you this scary story to help your female listeners. I must hang up now. Please call me back. I always call and leave you messages, but you never call me back. All my friends call me Cum Panty. You can call me Cum Panty too. Bye.
End of messages. wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, abso-fucking-lutin-free, Norm Augustinus.
So I'm super excited. I'm super pumped up. I mean, I feel good. And why would I feel good, fuckstick? I feel good because of something I did on Wednesday. What's this, Friday today? I did this on Wednesday, and I'm excited. And what is it I did on Wednesday? I did something that you would never do in your mundane, droll life. Fixing your fucking snowblower, fixing your lawnmower, buying an electric lawnmower, whatever you're doing, you'd never do this. But if you did do this, your life could change. The dynamics around your life would change. You'd be in the ribbon of success, the ribbon that rewards people abundantly. You'd be in this ribbon because now you change the way you think with something I did on Wednesday. And what is that I did on Wednesday? Well, every year, I've done this for 15 years. Every year, on the same day, each time, every year, and it fell on a Wednesday this time, I work with helium, and I work with Dixie cups, I work with saran wrap, I work with rubber bands, and I work with rubber balloons. I do this every year. I've done it year after year after year. It's super exciting. Now, what does it entail? It entails this. Here's what I actually need. The inventory that I need to be able to pull off this thing that I do every year, and I've done every year for 15 years, as I've just said. To pull off this thing that I do, I have to have a shitload of rubber balloons. I don't use Mylar balloons. I need rubber balloons, and they're just a tad thicker. They're industrial balloons, not weather balloons, but more industrial. I've got balloons. I've got rolls and rolls of saran wrap. I got 3 bags of green rubber bands, and I also have a party time canister, a tank of helium. It's called party time. So I've got my Dixie cups, I've got my saran wrap, I've got my green rubber bands, and I buy a gigantic spool of thread. I get it off of Temu, some chink site on the internet. Takes about 10 days, 12 days to get there. When you get your package, it'll be all tore open and shit. I found a half a candy bar in one of my boxes once that I ordered from them. Some inspector over there in China was eating a candy bar and a fucking thing fell in my package while he was inspecting it for dope or cocaine or whatever else he was looking for. I didn't order the candy bar, but I could see the chink's teeth in it perfectly. The imprints of his teeth were still in the fucking candy bar. Some smiling chink eating a candy bar and it fell out of his mouth and went back in the package. They okayed it and it came to me eventually. But I got all these items. I got the rubber balloons. I got the green rubber bands. I've got the party time helium and I got this giant spool of thread. And then I use a special tape that's very sticky so I can put the thread on the balloons. Now, what do I do with this? If you've been a long time listener, you know what I do with it. And it's not a joke. It's 100% true. Here's what I do. For every day for about a year, sometimes I'll skip some days, sometimes I'll even skip some weeks, because I got a big dick. I got 15.5 pounds of dick, and I got massive balls, almost like fucking, like regulation baseballs, honest to God, like that big, only not that quite big. So what I do throughout the year is I whack off, I beat my meat, and I blow my 2-part epoxy, my white hope. I blow it into Dixie cups, not at the halfway mark, but at the quarter way mark. And I fill Dixie cups with my cum about a quarter way up the cup. And I freeze my cum. I've got this big industrial freezer and I use it because I've got meat in there and I'm ready for the apocalypse. I mean, it's full to the top of meat. It's next to the fucking 55-gallon oak barrel I have that's filled with ammunition and guns and all kinds of shit. I got a box next to that, a wooden box, and in that wooden box are Claymore mines. I got all kinds of shit like that. The Claymore mines I sent home when I was in Vietnam, I painted them white, spray painted them, and wrote China on the box. They passed clearance. You imagine you're sending China plates back to America from fucking Vietnam, and you spray paint the fucking Claymore mines and people that inspect this box and think these are China plates.
They weren't China plates, man. They were fucking landmines, Claymore landmines. I got those, but I got this freezer. And in the freezer, I put the Dixie cups, and I saved the freezer, the frozen cum, that I'm going to use for the launch, the balloon launch, in the freezer that's in my next door to the 55-gallon oak drum of all kinds of shit, all kinds of handguns and all kinds of ammo. And why do I want to freeze my cum? I want to freeze my cum because I want it to be fresh, and I've studied this extensively. In addition to the fucking freezer element, which works with Freon and other stuff, R12 or R28, whatever it is, that's what makes the cooling happen, and there's a compressor in there, an evaporator coil, all kinds of shit. I also add dry ice, and I do this because I want the freezer to drop way down to minus 28 degrees. At minus 28 degrees, the cellular structure, the semen that I release into these Dixie cups, it won't break down. It doesn't disintegrate. The cells don't fucking fall apart. They don't start rotting. It doesn't do anything but sit there frozen in a state of animation. I want it in a state of animation because, like this past Wednesday I'm talking about, this was my balloon launch day. I want my cum to be fresh, vibrant, and I want it to work. I want my little semens to actually come to life. Now, what I do is I take out, this year I had 300 cups of cum, 300 Dixie cups full of cum. I use the Dixie cups because they're wax coated and they're light. Now, what I do is fill a helium balloon with Party Time Helium. Party Time Helium, you can get it at fucking Walmart, imbecile. You could do this yourself. It's that simple. I'm embarrassed even telling you how to do this because I thought everybody did this, but they don't, I guess. I've asked people all the time. They don't do this. A tank of Party Time Helium at Walmart. You got your thread. You got your saran wrap. You got your Dixie cups. You got your green rubber band. And you got your cum, your jism. Now, let's just take one. I'm just, for an example, we'll just do one here. So you can do it if you want to do it. I take one of my frozen Dixie cups full of cum about a quarter of the way up, not a halfway. I can't blow that much. I can usually fill three Dixie cups at about a halfway mark until my cum runs out. I can actually stop my cum nozzle. It's like a garden hose. I can stop it from years and years of fucking drilling bitches. I have the ability to stop my fucking semen at any point I want, just like you're shutting off a valve or you're screwing it tight on your house valve or your spigot, whatever it is, your sink. I can shut that right off, and I can shut it off in the first cup, a quarter mark, at a quarter of the cup, the second Dixie cup, another quarter of a cup, and the third Dixie cup, another quarter cup of cum, till I'm bone dry. So I go to the freezer, I take out a Dixie cup with frozen cum in it, aided by dry ice, which drops the temperature very, very low. And the cum is fresh, it's alive, just in a state of suspended animation. I take that, and I attach that cup to a helium balloon that I filled up. They're special thicker helium balloons that I filled up with Party Time Helium. Then I take the thread I got from Temu, the chink place, and I make little threads. I usually attach three threads from the helium balloon, the rubber balloon, using tape. And the tape I put at different places on the balloon. Then I bring the strings down to the Dixie cup. Have you ever seen a hot air balloon with a person's on it, couple of bitches in there, couple of sluts in there with some dude, one slut in there with her fucking guy she's going to extort someday, she may kill him, she's going to destroy his fucking bank account, his credit, everything. You ever see that? There she is, there he is, and they're in a hot air balloon flight, and it's a champagne flight or some shit like that that bitches like, and there they are, they're floating around above you, and they're drinking champagne, and they're laughing and stuff. I wish I had a fucking powerful laser. I bet everybody would think this, that you could cut the bottom out of the basket and they'd fall through it. I often think that. How could I do that? Could I go to the place where the fucking baskets are for hot air balloon rides? Could I rig them so that the bottom falls out like when they're at the maximum height, 7,000-8,000 feet, and the bottom falls out? I mean, they're holding on to their fucking champagne glass all the way down till they fucking make impact on whatever they hit. So I'm making really little miniature hot air balloons, except in my basket, which isn't a basket where people stand, my basket is a wax-coated Dixie cup filled with my cum. It's my cum in there. Now, I attach three strings to the Dixie cup and to the balloon so that the Dixie cup swings below the balloon. The balloon's filled with helium. The Dixie cup is filled with my cum. There's three strings coming from the Dixie cup. And once my cum is in there, I now put a saran wrap over the top of the Dixie cup and I put a green rubber band around it on the Dixie cup. The reason I do that is they say that green is the mark of a genius, and I want chicks to see this, think, wow, this is for me. My ship has come in. They know this, and they run to it when they see it. There's saran wrap pulled over the top of the Dixie cup. My cum is in a Dixie cup. There's three strings coming from the Dixie cup going to the balloon, which is filled with helium. Now, what I do always is I put a little note on the Dixie cup. And this year I did something different. I sent up pictures of me holding my cock in along with what I send. And it says on this little note, please drink, please pour into vagina. And there's a picture of your correspondent, Norm Augustinus, and I'm standing there with this big fucking grin on my face, man. I'm really proud of this. I mean, how many people can do this, man? How many people can fucking unload and get that much cum going, have this kind of organization for something like this? Nobody. Nobody can do that. I'm really proud of myself, so get off of me, motherfucker. I'm just so goddamn proud right now, almost like crying. So I put a little note on there. Please drink, please pour into vagina. I started to change it up this year because I sent up 300 balloons and I went half and half. Please pour into your hungry cunt. I thought that worked better. I mean, think of this. Please pour into vagina or please pour into your hungry cunt. Which one would you go for? And you know, all girls' cunts are hungry right now. They're walking all over the place looking for dick. Their fucking legs are vibrating, feeling for vibrations like a fucking robin. That's how they find worms. Vibrations with their feet. They're doing the same thing, looking for dick. All a chick wants is dick. Now, if you can have dick in a fucking bag full of money in a paper fucking bag, they're even happier than ever. Bag of fucking money, bag of your big fucking dick, bag of money. That's what they're doing all the time. I have this balloon. Let's get back to the topic here. I have this balloon. It says, please pour into cunt. Please pour into your hungry cunt. Please pour into vagina. It has my name on it, my email on it. And this year, I used a high-definition printer, and I took this little picture of me holding my dick and smiling. Now, I couldn't keep my dick up all the time for the picture because I kept taking different pictures. So I had to put two popsicle sticks that I glued them together because my dick's so big. And I put the popsicle sticks, I mounted it on the backside of my dick underneath where they couldn't see it. And I kind of held it together with my hand like I was beating off my dick. My dick was actually soft at that point, but I didn't want to let them down. I wanted them to see this big raging dick. Now, what's the point of this? Why would I do this? Why would I send up 300 of these fucking things, these helium balloon, Dixie cup filled with cum, a note on it telling a chick to pour it in her snatch or drink it down? That's what chicks like to do, by the way. Chicks like drinking cum. Chicks like pouring cum or having cum blown in their fuckhole or into their stink star, which is their asshole. They just like it. Nobody knows why. I mean, think about that. You're passing these animals all the fucking time in the street, at your place of employment, in your car, and this is all they think about. You're thinking about some electronic gadget. You're thinking about your fucking flat panel screen. You're thinking about your new goddamn truck with $900 a month fucking payments and another $500 a month for insurance. You're thinking about that. But a chick, all she's thinking about is the vacant hole between her fucking legs. She's got to keep it packed all the time, and that's why I've told you this before. It's making me nervous just thinking about it. That's why chicks are constipated all the time, because they keep their shit log in their fucking asshole. It's all tight and shit, and it's like a little baby Joey in there. It's only shit, and it pushes against their pussy, and it feels like there's a dick in their cunt. That's why chicks are constipated 3, 4, 5 times more than men. I mean, you go out with a chick, she hasn't shit likely in 3 to 5 months. You're wondering why she has an attitude? You're wondering why she's pissed off? She seems angry today. What's the matter with her? She's fucking pissed. You know whatever things you'd say. She's angry because there's a goddamn length of rope in her fucking large colon that's 4 or 5 feet long and 2 inches in diameter, and it won't come out until she gets a real dick. So I got this helium balloon thing, and it's all ready to go. This we're just concentrating on one. And I did this 300 times. I didn't whack off 300 times. I couldn't do that. I'd be dead right now. I couldn't whack off that many times. I don't want to happen. So your orgasm machine breaks down. Maybe kidney failure, liver failure. I don't really know. Hip failure. Need a new fucking pelvis bone from pumping off so much. And I do this on 300 occasions, and this was done on Wednesday, all ready to go, and I did this on Wednesday and released them on Wednesday, but it took hours and hours and hours. Now, I had a friend over, a girl over, that I know really well. She always supplies me with a Pinconning paralyzer. Her family has a grow house here, up here in upper northern Michigan where I live. I live on 100 acres, way up here in the middle of nowhere, upper northern Michigan, surrounded by forest. In Michigan, we got 1,600,000 acres of forest that's protected. Can you imagine something like that? Nobody has that. You can't go anywhere with that. Walking around fucking sidewalks, looking at one building after another, supplied with a bunch of chink junk that's marked up five times and absolute fucking junk. But here I have the real thing. Trees that are 500 years old, all kinds of fucking heritage. Indians were out here, all kinds of encampments, Indian burial grounds, three Great Lakes. Who the fuck cares about a box coming from China with a bunch of goddamn junk in it? Most women buy this shit and they don't even know what it does. What does it do? I don't know. It's got a flashing red LED light. It's got to be fucking the latest thing. I don't really know. So it's really tremendous being up here. So I had this girl over. She supplied me with Pinconning paralyzer. Now, why does she do that? I think I told you once or twice. I have a small airplane, an ultralight aircraft. I have a pilot license and a sportsman's license, too, for a fucking for ultralight aircraft. One time I had a problem. I crashed, and I landed in a small kind of a swamp-like lake, and she was standing right there. It was like an angel standing right there, and she was at the shoreline. I kind of swam to the edge of the water. The thing was broke up pretty bad. And I remember she said, come on back with me. It was like I'd known her 50 years. You know, I ended up fucking her in a building where they have this grow house. They got a lot of outbuildings. I ended up fucking her in a building while we were smoking a bowl. And I remember fucking her and crying at the same time. I have never hardly ever cried when I fucked. I mean, it's happened maybe once or twice, my weakness. I couldn't hold it up anymore. I fell the fuck apart or something like that. But she took me back to this outbuilding. We smoked a fucking bowl. Now, I'm not talking about a bowl and a pipe. I'm talking about the fucking real bowl. I'm talking, think a cereal bowl. That's what I have made these. A cereal bowl with eighth-inch holes drilled into the bottom. You fill the cereal bowl with fucking all kinds of weed. It's all charred down there so it doesn't start a fire. And then you put a sterno can underneath it, and you light the sterno can, and you're smoking a fucking bowl now, not some stupid bowl that someone says, yeah, I smoked a bowl last night. And that ain't no fucking bowl to me. Went back to her place, and we started fucking, and I just lost it. I fell apart. I was crying. I remember her goddamn sides of her head was soaked from my tears. The tops of her tits were all wet from my tears. It was really a moving moment. Now, you know the kind of relationship we must have for me to fucking divulge that shit to you. I wouldn't tell people that. I'd tell you that because we've got this fucking unbelievably long relationship. As you may or may not know, I've been doing monologues for 25 fucking years. Nobody can beat that. That really angers people. I don't know why, but it does. And we have a special relationship. I don't want to lose that relationship. Remember, I need you when I end up in the nut house, when I end up in some fucking state ward, some hospital, and some big black woman is putting on a fucking big plastic glove and going up my asshole because I can't shit, and she's going to get it out. I'm making all kinds of squealing sounds, and they steal every fucking thing I have right down to something I'm hiding in my sock or between the mattress and the thing, a tie tack, or some picture of a horse I once took care of named Al. I can't let her have that. That's what's going to happen, probably. And I need your help then, fuckstick. I want you to come through. I want you to succeed. I want you to have warehouses full of money so you can help your correspondent when that day comes, when the hammer drops on your pal, Norm Augustinus. NormAugustinus.com. Head over there now. Exciting shit is there. Stupid? So, we fucked over there and we built this relationship up. Now, she was over here, and because I'm 100 acres, she was helping me launch these balloons. You ever have a woman like that? That's the kind of woman you need. That's reality. That's a real woman. She had her brassiere on, in her panties on only, in these beautiful wooden heels, and was walking perfectly in dirt on wood heels. I live by a lake. She's walking in the dirt on wood heels. It's amazing. She's so playful, so colorful. Do you know what your correspondent did? He took a pair of scissors, and I cut out the fucking ends of her bra so her big goddamn areolas and her nipples would hang out. It was beautiful. That's the way I try to handle life and try to handle things with women. I don't give a flying fuck about political correctness or some bitch. You know what happens when it happens with me? And it doesn't happen with me. Because chicks know. They say, I'm not going to Norm Augustine's house. I'm not going to that. I can't manipulate. I can't con. I can't rip them off. I can't fucking pull a restraining order. When they come to me, they know what they're going to get. They're going to get fucked out, man. I'm going to fuck them out hard. They're going to be walking bow-legged for 15 to 19 goddamn days. They're going to have burns around their mouth from me fucking making out with them that are so deeply ingrained, it's scabbed all around the fucking opening of their mouth about a half an inch. Just a complete round, thin-layered scab for me fucking kissing them and her blowing me. Sex is not a fucking timid game. It's not a fucking croquet game. Sex is about conquering. Sex is about fucking you coming and putting it up as long as you can, really fucking up the other person as good as you can, so when they're done, they think to themselves this, man, I ain't never been fucked like that. I'm not sure I ever want to be fucked like that again. I kind of do. But I'm not sure I want it to ever happen again. I fucked nothing but fruits. This is what she says. I have fucked nothing but fruits, and look what I have to show for it. I've never had a goddamn scab a half inch wide all around the exterior, the perimeter of my mouth from kissing this guy. I've never walked goddamn bow-legged. I've never had trouble shitting. I've never had trouble like that. I mean, when I bang them out, and they tell me to, they beg me, I cause such scoring in their asshole and in their cunt. Because of the size of my dick, they truly have trouble walking. I have had chicks come leave this house, and they were cross-eyed, their toes were pointed out in the other way. They could barely make it to their ride. They were that hammered the fuck out. Can you imagine? I've had chicks tell me they had trouble hearing. You know why? Because of the moaning I do. That's another intimate thing I wouldn't want to ever tell anybody. The goddamn moaning I do when I'm fucking engaged in the act of intercourse and playing the fucking music, it's unbelievable, and they have a problem with their hearing. It's like they went to a concert and the volume was too fucking low. I mean, too high, and they have a problem with their goddamn hearing. They hear my moaning sometimes for life. I've had chicks call me back 15, 20 years and say, Norm, I still wake up and hear you moaning and howling as you were banging the fuck out of me. I still hear that. I've had to have chicks get knee replacements from one fuck session while they were on all fours and I was banging from their goddamn rear. I'm there to screw, man. I'm not fucking can take action, a commandeer. I'm commandeering this fucking ride. Now get off and let me on. Whatever you've been banging, forget it. So she's walking around the yard with her brassiere out. Her tits are cut out and it's absolutely fabulous. Her fucking panties were beautiful. I don't want anybody to think I'm fucking doing anything that's in the fruit zone. Chicks have been fucking men now that are fruity. Fruity fucks who've been trained by their goddamn mothers on how to treat a bitch. You treat her this way, you treat her this way, you treat her this way. Ruining a woman, ruining her to the real experience of a man like you and I. She'll never have that because a fruit's fucking her. A fruit who's sensitive and gentle to her goddamn needs. I don't care about that. You got a hole, you're supposed to fill it. That's just the way it is. Any hole on this planet will get repaired almost immediately. They don't know why. A hole gets repaired almost immediately. A hole in the road, a hole in the building, a hole in the fucking roof gets repaired. And I'm going to repair that hole with my fucking Abraham Lincoln log splitter cock. It's 15.5 fucking pounds, man. It's not a joke. It's that big. When I said jump out of a fucking, I was in Vietnam 18 months. When I used to jump out, My fucking dick would be dangling all over the place, and because it was dangling all over the place, I didn't fall straight down like everybody else. I would be swirling and everything else like I'm on a ride at one of those carnivals. You ever see it and it's swinging you? You're sitting in seats? That's how the fuck I was because my dick was so goddamn big. When they dropped me in a fucking rice paddies in fucking Vietnam, and I'd go down there, all the chicks would run. All the VC chicks would run because here comes the dick, and they knew it was going to go on, man. They're picking rice 1 minute, and another goddamn minute, they're getting the dick. Wham, 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 wham. With the fucking sound of a propeller on a Huey fucking 8 Bell helicopter fucking spinning in the background and dick going in and out. And they're running. You've never seen a VC running a fucking rice paddy, running for her life. When I come down, I used to jump with my flight suit on, and I'd cut out the whole opening where my cock was so they saw it come, and they'd be running, man, all in another way, so fast, so many of them. It looked like a mini tsunami, a mini tidal wave. The water was moving that bad. Nothing like fucking someone covered in rice. It's sexy. It's romantic. I don't know what it is about it. If you're fucking hungry, you could lick the rice off her back while you're fucking. And I would do that because I take chances unlike you, fuckstick. So she's in the yard helping me. The chick that helped me gives me the free pinconning paralyzer. 97% THC. It's nuts. I mean, you could take one inhalation of this on your fucking thing. I don't know in whatever how you pack or whatever. I just fucking take a chunk and I throw it in a frying pan in my kitchen. It's like hot knifing it or something. You get a knife really hot and it's glowing red and you put a chunk of weed on it and it's hot knife. I just throw a big fucking chunk like I'm throwing a fucking sausage patty that I just hand rolled and flattened. Like I'm throwing a sausage patty in a frying pan and it just gently thick fucking smoke like you've never seen, man. You can't even find a toilet. You can't even get there. You're so goddamn wasted. I've had 10, 12 chicks in the fucking living room gone when I just dropped one fucking patty of fucking pinconning paralyzer in a frying pan. They're gone, man. It's time to start fucking. That's what it's all about. I mean, think about it. 8 billion people on the planet, 6 fucking billion women, 5.75 billion women, they want something between their legs, man. It's dripping, it's undulating, fucking raining between their goddamn legs. It's crying for dick. Are you too stupid to take action? Your sister was here right now, I'd give you a demo. That's not a joke. I give you a fucking free demo. We'd video send it back to you. I mean, your sister'd never want to come back to your shithole, your house again. She'd think your mom and dad were both fucking fruits, fuckstick. She'd never want to come back. So we're out there, myself and the girl that I just told you about. And one, she would fill the balloon. The strings would, I had the strings ready to go into Dixie cups. The cum was in there, the saran wrap to protect the cum. The sign was on it, the little tag was on it. Please pour into cunt, please pour into hungry cunt, or please pour into vagina, please drink. And I had it all set up. And then she would release it, and it was just so touching. It was like that thing by Bette Midler or some song, Wings Beneath, The Wind Beneath My Wings, a song she sang. Did you ever know that I'm your hero? I sang that fucking thing on every balloon launch, and I sent up 300 balloons with a Dixie cup attached to it with my fucking cum in it. And what happens? What do I expect to happen? What I expect and what I hope to happen is this. I've studied winds and currents and directions and the jet stream and all that stuff. The currents of the air. And what I wanted to do is my balloons to get into the jet stream, the wind, the planetary, and I wanted to blow my helium, my hot air balloon with my cum dangling from it. Looks like a miniature hot air balloon with people in it, except there's no people in it. There's just cum in it. And I want this thing to get caught and be taken all over the world. You know what I mean? I want a chink sitting in her backyard, and I want the thing to drop down in her fucking backyard or whatever yard they have, the tiny little postage stamp. I want her to read this and drink my cum down. Or I want her to lay on her back and pull her fucking kneecaps back to her ears and pour it into her hot fucking desirous beaver. And that cum goes in there, and she's so satiated. She feels so goddamn good. She realizes, man, there is good in this world. I feel good. There is hope. I'm filled with optimism. Right from the fucking sky, like the heavens, like God has sent it to me, a big Dixie cup of cum just came in here and it's fresh. Now, as of late, I've been trying some dry ice chips in there, and it's insulated from the cum because you'll burn the cum, the semen will die, to see if I can keep it even cooler as it gets there. As it goes up about 10,000 feet where there's less oxygen, you got to use oxygen to that height. What happens is, there's like a metabolic change in the liquid in the cup. So I've been experimenting different ways because I want chicks to be in their backyard, to be in their front yard, to be pulling up to work, to be going to 7-Eleven, to be going to go get a new bong or buy some shit at the fucking dope dispensary. They're legal in Michigan. I want her to be doing that, going somewhere in a park, walking, singing that fucking song. Do you know you're going to? Do you like the thing the world is showing you? I want chicks to be there, and suddenly this balloon comes down to a man, and they think, what is this? It's a balloon? It's helium? There's three strings hanging off the balloon that were taped onto it? There's a Dixie cup taped to the strings? And she reads a sign and says, please drink, please pour into fucking hot, hungry cunt. Please drink, please pour in a vagina, whatever, which one. I did different samples. And she lays down, she runs to a picnic table. She spreads her goddamn legs and pours that cum, Norm Augustinus's cum, in her fuckhole. It's been dripping and wanting something more, and there it is. It fell the sky. And then they contact me with my email. They either drink it or they pour it into their cunt. I've had, literally, this is no shit from doing this, probably over 2,000 emails. It's probably more like 1,500, but I've had literally over 2,000 emails from women that were satisfied telling me that's the finest cum they've ever had. Now, why is it the finest cum? Because if you use your dick a lot, if you use it properly, your fuck machine, your sex machine down to your package, whatever you want to call it, if you use this machine, and that's what it is, it keeps putting out good shit. It keeps putting out good cum, good quality cum. If you don't use it often, it doesn't put out good quality cum. The cum can get kind of a bad taste to it. It's like fucking syrup in trees. If they're not tapped at the right time in Vermont, the syrup could go bad. It makes a different taste. It doesn't work. If the season's not right, if the temperature's wrong, the fucking syrup can be completely not right and can be an abortion for that year. So I keep my fuck machine going because of this very reason. I want chicks to have the freshest cum when that balloon comes down. When that bitch is in her backyard and she's suntanning with her bikini and her tits out, and her fucking husband is working in some screw machine factory 12 hours a day doing the same fucking job. I want it to be the freshest cum when my Dixie cup lands in her yard. She's back there. Maybe she's got her fucking vibrating egg in her cunt. Maybe she's got the vibrating fucking stickers that go to your tits and they vibrate the nipples. Maybe she's got her fucking anal vibrator in her asshole. Maybe she's got the fucking the six-pack vibrator. That's one that goes one in the asshole, one in the cunt. There's like a handle there. And because the cunt and the asshole don't want to let go of it, you can actually pick them up upside down like a six-pack. Like what I heard when I was a fucking kid. You can carry them around like you just bought a six-pack. I want her, when she receives my balloon, to realize this is the freshest cum you can get. Now think about this for a minute. Don't chicks want everything fresh? Isn't that what they push in this country? Fresh, fresh, fresh this, fresh that, fresh this. Now why would I want some cum in my bag that's been in there for 6 weeks or 6 months or whatever? Because I have religious problems in my mind or conflicts going in my mind. I don't know who I am. Why would I want that? I want the freshest fucking cum coming from the heavens and going down to her. She runs to it in her fucking stilettos and her bottom bikini from their top off. Her husband's at goddamn work doing some stupid ass job, doing DoorDash, doing fucking Instacart, or whatever he does to support this bitch. Why? I don't know. He doesn't even know her 6 months or a year earlier, or even 2 years earlier, but suddenly every dime he gets goes to her. I want her to say, Eureka. I've never had cum that good. That's the finest cum I've ever had. She reads the note. She goes, please drink. Please pour into hot, hungry cunt. Please drink. Please pour. All women know what to do with cum. It's born into them. They know that they should drink it. They want to drink it or they want to push it into their fuck hole. And I'm thinking someday, with regards to my system, I'm going to include in the cup, a tiny little plastic funnel, something very thin, very cheap. I'll buy from Chinkland or whatever that is, wherever I can get it. A tiny little funnel that she can put into her asshole, and she could pour the Dixie cup of cum into her asshole. A tiny funnel, if she's got a tight cunt, she can pour the cum into her hot, hungry cunt. Something like that, an extra, and then see what the response is then. But I want them to have this very fresh Norm Augustinus cum. I mean, come on. I had a freezer full of 300 cups of cum in my freezer in addition to the dry ice to keep the cum at optimal temperature so my semen wouldn't die. Yeah, I want them to get pregnant. They want to get pregnant. They're living lonely existences because men are kind of afraid of them now. They know what a woman could do to them. So I make sure the cum is active and alive, my semen, in the mixture, in the semen, sperm is in semen. I want my sperm to be the freshest, and I want to work. If they have a baby, that's great, man. She's 3,000 fucking miles from me, six continents over, and she's having Norm Augustinus's baby, man. Having my baby. What a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. Having my baby. I'm a woman in love, and I love what's going through me. I want that to happen. Did you hear me clicking my thumb? I don't know if you can hear that or not. I want them to get pregnant. I want them to be bestowed with the abundant happiness that they should be living right now. So that's why I sent up 300 helium balloons. They look exactly like hot air balloons, like something you'd see if you watch The Wizard of Oz. You got the guy, the fucking magician there, the curtain, he's in the fucking basket, Dorothy's in the I send them up, they look like that. And it's filled with cum. I mean, why would I feel bad about that? I don't. I wouldn't feel bad about that. My Dixie cup is filled with life. Little semen swimming around trying to find a fucking egg in some goddamn spoiled, destroyed whore somewhere in the country. Now, they're not all like that. You might occasionally meet one or two. They're not like that when they're younger, but they become that when they meet other whores who train her to become that. I want this to go into these people. I want to be connected. And one by one, like a chain link fence from where I am here in upper northern Michigan on 100 acres, I want to be the chain link starts here. And you know something, fuckstick? Someday, they're going to write something about me in a periodical. I'm going to end up in the New York Daily News. I'm going to end up in the New York Post. I'm going to end up in the Washington newspaper. They're going to write about me as an innovator who was sort of seeding the world with this innovative idea. They're just laying in their backyard. She's planting tomato plants. She's planting geraniums. She's putting petunias in the ground. And she's saying to herself, man, this is fucked. This isn't the life I thought I was going to have. I thought it was all about money, and I was going to be on big fucking yachts, and I was going to have bagfuls of fucking money. And this isn't like this at all, and romance and glamour, and I was going to be featured. And they find out they've been lied to. Like every other motherfucking woman on this planet, there's 12 or 15 people popular as females. The rest are all goddamn drones imitating these people. Minor league, major league, and then fucking bush league. You're working for free. I want to bring some kind of light into their life, man. And I know women. Have you ever had hundreds of VC women, Viet Cong, that were out there tending to the rice fucking paddies in these fields? A lot of water. You ever had hundreds, maybe thousands, running from your dick? I mean, that's a good thing. They're not running from me because of my personality. They're not running from me because I'm dangerous or I could kill them or something like that. They're running from the explosion they're about to get, the gift that's going to go between their legs. That's what they're running from. It's become a very fun thing for me. I still sometimes have dreams about this big wave as these goddamn VC women were running from me. I had my flight outfit on. I was a door gunner in a fucking Huey helicopter. I fucking had my big dick. It was incredible. Just incredible. I have dreams about that. That's why I send these balloons up. Every goddamn year for 15 years, fuckstick. Now, you could do something like that. You could leave a legacy of that. Can you imagine? Say, want to hear horror? You want to hear sadness? Let's say my balloon comes down. It comes down. It's fucking in Taipei. It comes down in some remote area in Taipei. It's in a field or some shit. The balloon's all deflated. There's my Dixie cup laying on its side. My little notes there. Please drink. Please pour into hungry fuckhole. It's all laying there. The strings are rotting. The balloon's deflated. I mean, is there anything greater sadness than that that could happen to me in this equation? Just sitting there. My cum is dead. It's maybe good for ants or something, but it's sitting there. It didn't meet a home in a woman's fucking hot pussy. Did it? That's sadness. Now, I have dreams about that. I've even done story panels on that. And I thought, how can I do this? How can I fix this? And I thought, can I rejuvenate the balloon? If the balloon was to hit the ground, there was no receiver, no hot cunt on the other end, not hot, dripping, wet cunt on the other end. It didn't meet anybody like that. How can I make this so that it knows it's laying on its side with some kind of mercury switch and maybe a CO2 cartridge that would reinflate the fucking balloon with fresh load of helium and it could take off and go on about its way? I've actually thought this. I've had that thought, that exact thought, when I was injecting fucking this colored liquid into my dick, into my ball sack with silver fucking glitter, and I'm injecting, and I put different colors of fucking saltwater solution, saline solution. I inject different colors into my balls with fucking glitter. I've tried all kinds of stuff. I even put flavoring in my fucking bag so that when a chick gets my cum, when she's blowing me, she thinks, wow, that was like a banana split. Wow, what the fuck was that, blueberry? Fucking A. What was that? Was that pineapple? Was that strawberry? Because I can inject these flavors using insulin needles you can buy over the counter at any grocery, at any drugstore, any grocery store, maybe any fucking Walmart. You can inject this shit into your cum. And what happens? Women say this to themselves privately. I've never had any dude that had blueberry tasting cum. That's the fuck I want to be with. I don't want some big fucking meathead running around his F-250. I want blueberry cum. I don't want some fucking guy driving around his electric fucking bicycle. He's so he will save the economy. He's going to save the fucking, not the economy, save the fucking climate. I don't want that guy driving around in his shorts and his fucking electric bike. I want blueberry cum from Norm Augustinus. I want vanilla cum from Norm Augustinus. I want a lemonade cum from Norm Augustinus, and you can do that. That's not a joke. Use the fucking syringes you get at one of these stores for diabetics. You make up the cocktail. You use saline solution because it's pure, it's safe, and you pull back on your mixture, and you inject it in your ball sack, and the next time some chick is fucking trying to remove the rust from your fucking tailpipe, which is your dick, when she's shining up, she's getting this flavor, man. She thinks, wow, I love this shit. I don't want to lose this guy. These are the unexplored territories. These are the things, the places that women want to land on. The stages, the steps in life, the platforms. Here's where they want to lie and stop and gaze for a little bit of time. They can't do that with you, fuckstick. They don't care about your Timberline shingles, do they? They don't care about the new fucking shelves you put in the garage. They don't care that you waterproof the basement for the 50th fucking time and you're guaranteed it's not ever going to flood again. They don't care about sub pumps. They don't care about the drywall you fixed in the back room. All they want is dick. They want abundant amounts of dick, truckloads of dick, fuckwad. And that's what they want. If you understand that, I mean, think about it. What is a woman really? A woman is a walking reproduction machine. Her job on this planet was to walk around, the legs are there, to get her to a dick. Once she was near the dick went in a hole, the semen met with the egg, and she had a kid. That was the point of it, wasn't it? They don't want the kid now, do they? They want an experience like a carnival. They want to treat their cunt like it's a fucking destination place, like they're goddamn flying to the fucking, in Paris to the whatchamacallit, the tower there, the Eiffel Tower. They want it to be like that now. The baby's out and now it's a fucking adventure park between their legs. That's what they want. And once you recognize that, you'll have an unending amounts of pussy. Unending truckloads of pussy, all you could ever imagine till the day you die. You know, I fucked women just 3 minutes after seeing them because they know what I am. I don't put on a show. I can exude that kind of fucking presence in them. They're there to take a dick. What woman in their wildest mind, you think of this, would waste 5, 10, 15, 20 years and say, yeah, I got dick twice? Nobody would do that, fuckwad. They would never do that. They want all the dick they can get, and there you are. You got a dick? Be proud of having a dick. Every chick wants a dick. You are the fucking king of this planet. You are the master of this planet. You've got the dick that they want and they're so goddamn jealous of. If they weren't jealous, they wouldn't make strap-on fucking dicks. So she can have her own dick and see what it feels like. Except she can't. It's not connected. It's not connected to her fuck package, her fuck machine there. She just has a stupidness there, this rubber, this low-grade rubber. Not even made from a rubber plant. Look how dumb you look, bitch! I would normally laugh there, but I don't like the sound what laughing sounds like in these recordings, but I would have laughed there. You can put the laugh in for yourself. So that's what I've been doing. And I've been fucking loving it, honest to God. Absolutely loving it year after year after year with this balloon thing I do. You can do the same thing. I mean, could you have a chick walking around like that with her panties on? I've got 6 bricks of Pinconning Paralyzer. You know what that cost? $18,000. I get it for free because of the size of my Abraham Lincoln log splitter. My dick is enormous. It shouldn't even be a dick anymore. It should be I don't know what it should be. On a picture of an FBI most wanted, it should be that because of what it does to a female when I'm done doing it. I don't know why it's so big, but it is big. And at first, when I was younger, I was kind of sheepish. I was scared. I didn't know what to do with it. Look, it's so fuck. It's so scary. It's gangly. It's not a dinky. It's a piggy. It's not a dinky. It's a monster. I can't let this out. And I don't think that way at all anymore. I would fuck you if I had to. I mean, if it was come down to that, I would fuck your brains out too. It doesn't really matter to me. There it is. There's my dick. Let's get to fucking. I've fucked everything. I'll fuck everything. I mean, I've literally fucked everything. It doesn't matter to me. I fucked it. Sometimes twice or maybe more. That's what I am. That's what I recognize myself to be. With personality and extreme looks that you don't have. You can't help it that your face looks all swollen like the middleweight champion, boxing champion, Jake LaMotta, like he went 10 fucking rounds on your face and you got a horseshoe baldness. You can't help that, but you can play it up. You know, some bald guys are very sexy. You can play that up if you knew the secret, if you knew how to do it. Maybe someday I'll offer lessons. I don't know, 5-10 grand. I'll come to your house. I'll show you how to master life in a half hour with regards to a chick's fuckhole. I mean, it's just a hole, man. Just a hole in the positions and all this. It's just a goddamn hole. You stick your stump in her hole and you come. Forget about her. She comes, that's incidental. They can't help come with me. My dick diameter is so big that the clitoris actually rubs against my dick while I'm fucking them out. They always come because the clit is hitting the dick as I fuck them. Check that out. Check that out with your girlfriend, your sister, or something like that. They'll tell you that's true. That's not a joke. So I'm going to move on here before I close out. I always know when I'm getting close to the end. And I hope that helps you. Now, you remember what you need. You need helium balloons. You need thread. You need tape. You need party time helium. You need Dixie cups. You need saran wrap. You put the saran wrap over the cup and pull the green rubber band over it to keep it from spilling. Green rubber band, saran wrap, Dixie cups, the party time helium. And you need a good attitude. Now, I had a chick over that you just wouldn't. If I could tell you what she looked like, you'd think it was bullshit. So I'm not going to do that. You know, there's people out there that will say, those who talk about it don't get anything. But those who don't talk about it get it. That's not true. Why wouldn't you talk about it and spread the gospel to other men in the man's club? And that's what we're in. We're in a man's club spreading the fucking gospel and how to conquer imbeciles who are fucking just merely baby machines not using the machine. Imagine that. You've got a machine. And you won't use it. You'll use it on half power. It's like when you had a computer when I was younger. I actually remember friends that had computers that said turbo power or turbo boost. Who the fuck would push the turbo boost only sometimes? I want the fastest computer I can get. I'm not going to hit turbo. It's time for turbo boost. I want full power all the time. That's what a chick is running like, turbo boost. They don't run their factory. They're not running their machine. They ran their machine, they'd be so much fucking happier. Rubber balloons, Dixie cups, cum, saran wrap, green rubber bands, thread, party time helium, and you're all set. We'll be in competition with each other. Maybe your cup will one day land next to my cup, and our balloons are both deflated. There's cum right there. We'll have a kinship in that way. We'll be connected with some magical power, some dynamic we'll never understand, and we'll be connected in that way. Here it comes. I've got women that have written me. I have one in Oklahoma, one in Missouri, and the one in Missouri said, and it's funny, she said, I look up every day around this time, hoping that one of your balloons comes my way. Isn't that sweet, man? Hoping one of your balloons come that way. And she looks up all the time to see this, man. It's so goddamn touching. I'm fucking falling apart right now, man. I'm sorry. But she looks up looking for my balloon. Man, it's like a woman in her 40s looking up for her pilot to return home, and she's in England in 1938 and looking up, and one of those planes got to be him. He's coming back to me. It's like that. It's the same kind of fucking romance dynamics. Can you not see that? I want to talk about something. Let me rub my eyes out. And I got to do one more thing here. I sit in this fucking room in the basement of my house. It's just a tiny room. And I have this rechargeable flashlight. You got to crank it. It's got a hand crank. And I got my big dick out. Once I can't see my big dick anymore, I start to feel a little bit weaker. I feel sensitive, like I'm broken, like I could fall apart. I've had this happen before. It's not a joke. Sometimes comes and then goes. So I'm going to wind it up now until I can see my dick again. And I can then complete this recording. So let's wind it up. Oh, yeah. I see the dickhead. I see a length of my cock, another length, a full length now. I see my balls, one ball laying to the left, one ball laying to the right. It's just a complete illumination of my dick. It's like my dick has the spotlight on it on stage, and it's going to perform an act. Oh, that is good. I mean, really good. Hey, Dick, how you doing? How you doing, Dong? So I want to talk about something. I figure I got about a few minutes left. Now, I've been doing something, excuse me, and that is I've been studying pussy bubbles, bubbles that are underwater for hundreds, maybe even thousands of years. I've been studying this. Their bubbles say the woman went down in the water. Now, if you have any idea how many women have drowned on this planet since day one, it's into the millions and millions of women who have drowned, and they've gone into the water and drowned. Now, often, if a woman is on water or near water, she was partying 100 years ago, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago. They were partying. They were eating. They were getting maybe fucked out. Somehow, they end up in the water. When they end up in the water, they can't swim. They drown. They slowly sink to the bottom. This is literally millions of women. The scenario is exact in so many instances. As they start to sink, they let out a pussy bubble. That's their fart, their pussy fart. The gas that has been pumped into their cunt is now coming out their cunt. Now, that bubble doesn't always make it as they're sinking to the bottom and eventually hit the bottom. That bubble doesn't always make it to the surface. And when it doesn't make it to the surface, it gets trapped on some kind of rock ledge. It gets trapped in like a turtle hole or a gator hole or a crocodile hole. It gets trapped in holes and nooks and crannies in the water. And that pussy fart stays there, that bubble, for literally, it's endless. It's hermetically sealed. If nothing directly contacts with it, it will now never break. It's there, frozen, waiting to be found. And that's the study I've been doing. Now, something has happened with regards to the study, with regards to what I've been doing, my activities with regards to pussy fart bubbles that are trapped underwater for hundreds, thousands of years. I mean, who knows? Maybe Eve's fart, pussy fart, is trapped in water. They had water everywhere. You think she wasn't swimming and shit? She was a partier. She didn't listen to nobody. That's why she went after the fucking apple. She may have blown a pussy fart. It's in the water somewhere under some ledge, and that's Eve's pussy fart bubble. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that? I mean, that is real treasure. You can study the gas in it and see what they were really like. Unlike today, the gases in a pussy fart bubble would be dramatically different. Woman's got shrinking cream, expanding cream, all kinds of fucking vaginal lubricants. In her cunt, when she blows a pussy fart bubble, and it's totally changed. It contaminates the pure air that was coming out of that pussy fart. So, I recently, this is not a joke. As I said, I have a lake here near where I am, and I've been searching for pussy fart bubbles. And I've been doing that with the special device I have made and a scuba diving suit with a tank. And I've been looking for pussy fart bubbles. How do I do that? You're saying, how do you do that? Well, you look for bubbles that seem like they're totally intact and sort of floating wistfully under some ledge or something. And you think, how'd that bubble get there? That's a prime suspect for me. And I swim to that and I study it. I have special syringes and shit that I can extract the air out from that bubble. I also have a special container I've made that is hermetically sealed, but I can get the bubble into it and it stays completely sealed inside this container of water. So I've got the pussy part in its entirety inside this case, or I can extract the air from inside the pussy fart bubble. Now, this is going to seem unbelievable when I'm going to tell you. You're going to say that doesn't sound possible, Norm. What you're saying now doesn't sound possible. It's 100% possible, so I know that my theory, my idea is the basis of what I'm saying. I know it's true, and I know it's true because of this. I recently found a bubble under a ledge in the lake that I live by up here in upper northern Michigan. I live on 100 acres. Please don't come here. If you come here, if you say you're a minority, you're a mountain of fat, some big mountain of pus, I will put one right between your fucking eyes. I got long range rifles. I got all kinds of shit. I got a Sharps rifle that's ancient. It's an antique. It was one of the highest quality rifles ever made. I will fucking blow a fucking hollow point right between your eyes if you're coming up here for pussy. Now, if you are really good looking, say size 3, size 5 with big tits, you haven't been contaminated by society's idea of what you're supposed to be now, unlike just this biological fuck thing, then I would be interested in you. So I recently found this bubble in the lake I'm at. And this is no lie. This is 100% true. This will prove my theory, and I'll eventually end up in periodicals. I'll be in journals. I'll be on fucking electronic magazines. I'll be written about all over, and they'll try to disprove it, of course, right away. I found a rogue bubble while I was scuba diving in the lake. The bubble shouldn't have been there. It was about 2 inches in diameter. And then when I see a pussy bubble like that, about 2 inches in diameter, what I do usually is I go to the bottom of the lake with my scuba suit on, with my oxygen tank on, my snorkel, all that, my regulator, and I go into the bottom of the lake and I look for fucking human bones. Bingo. I found human balloons, human bones. Now, I don't know why I said human balonies. I found human fucking bones. I found a femur. I found a pelvis, and I know it was a female because the pelvis on a female is different. There's a bigger opening in there. So this fucking kid has something to do with the reproductive system, and I knew immediately it was a female fucking pelvic bone. And I went to the bubble. I swam back to the bubble, realized this was the find of the century. Now I start aiming the flashlight at it, at this pussy fart bubble that was caught under a ledge. It's a female's pussy fart. I could see she had died. She had drowned and let out a pussy fart, or maybe more, maybe 5 or 10, as she was going under, still leaving carnage behind, deadly gases. And she's dead. So I aimed a flashlight at the pussy fart bubble. And I mean, this is what I said. Are you shitting me? Is this a fucking joke? I'm just fucking gobsmacked at what I'm saying, aiming the flashlight. Inside the bubble was a gold ring, like a man's wedding band. And it was gold, and it was old. I could tell it was old. It was inside the pussy fart bubble. Now, how could a fucking ring get inside a pussy fart bubble? I mean, I hit the jackpot. I use my case that I can have that's got the special case I created that's hermetically sealed. The bubble can go into it. I don't want to pop the bubble. I don't want the ring extracted. I want to put this on display. I want scientists to come to my home and study this, and they'll see it. This isn't a fucking joke. How could a ring get inside a pussy fart bubble, fuckstick? Well, think about it. Because I sure have. Because I've got data. I've got algorithms. I've got software. I've got dry erase boards. I got chalkboards. I got every fucking thing. I got handwritten notes and books after book after book, a room full, or I have my Pilates mat. How could this happen? Well, here's how it happened. Some fucker was fingering a bitch. I just created a scenario. I think what happened. They were on a boat above me. He was fingering her cunt out, right? He's fingering her fucking cunt. Maybe they're in the water. Probably her tits are above the water some. They're in the water. He's fingering her fucking cunt. While he's fingering her cunt, fingering it, the ring comes off because at the exact same moment, she blows a pussy fart while he's fingering her fuckhole. Fingering her fuckhole and her clitoris. The ring comes off and goes inside the bubble and drops down because of the weight, but doesn't pop, but has just enough buoyancy to kind of float midway like a submarine. They can adjust the air that blow it out of the tanks and suck into the tanks. It was almost buoyant at mid-level of the gauge where it would float under this fucking ledge. I think somebody was fucking, or he was fingering her in the water once a long time ago. And something happened. I don't know what. Maybe strangled her, something like that. Strangled her, bludgeoned her to death. Maybe made her drink all the water, lots of water. She went down in the water. He got back in his boat. And that fucking ring came off of his finger. He was married. Obviously married. Or he was. I mean, to someone else. But he could have been married to her, right? Makes perfect sense. She blew that pussy fart out. That ring went in that bubble. And it hung up on that ledge down there. And I found it. I mean, this is absolutely the truth. It's maybe one of the greatest discoveries in the world. And I'm going to be on the cover of a periodical with a pussy fart bubble in my case, the special case, with a ring inside the pussy fart bubble. You're going to say, how will they prove that? You didn't make that. It's not manufactured. Because I'll invite them to somehow, we'll come up with a way, maybe with some type of syringe, to extract a tiny portion of the gas in the pussy bubble that will now show that this came out of a female's pussy. The gases, the scabs, the hairs, the vaginal juices. They'll understand that this definitely came out of a woman's cunt. And I'm going to be big. I'm going to be fucking big.
You've been listening to the one and only
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic.
We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution, and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Lenore, I have invented something that I think will make me a fortune. Let me explain. Have you ever seen a cuckoo clock? Cuckoo clocks look like very ornate birdhouses, and they hang on a wall. A tiny mechanical bird comes out of the clock at different times throughout the day. The bird makes a cuckoo sound. To make the clock work, there are heavy weights that look like long pine cones that are connected to the clock using fine chains. Without the weights, the cuckoo clock will not work. The weights hanging from the clock make the pendulum move back and forth. The gears inside the clock turn because of the weights hanging from the clock. Lenore, millions of people around the world own cuckoo clocks. However, at all times, there is a shortage of the pine cone-like heavy weights that keep the clock operational. Lenore, I have designed a tiny, very hot miniature kiln. The kiln has a round hole in it. All a person has to do is plug the kiln into a wall outlet to make a cuckoo clock wait. All an individual has to do is shit out a turd and then place the shit log into my kiln and fire it. The shit log looks exactly like a cuckoo clock wait. Paint the turd a brass color and you're in business. My system will make a lot of people rich. They're in their own business selling expensive-looking brass cuckoo clock weights. All a person has to do is purchase my high-heat miniature kiln and instructional booklet. Simply take a shit when you are filling a cuckoo clock weight order. There is no more worry about how the person will make a living. Shit and sell. As long as the owner of my franchise can shit, they will sell. Lenore, let me know how you feel about this. I think about you often. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the jelly judging competition at the fairgrounds off State Street. There were dozens of tables set up in the auditorium, and hundreds of jars of jellies and preserves were atop these tables. Everyone who entered their jelly or preserves wanted to win the first place ribbon. Your big-titted little sister was a volunteer, and she was placing the jars atop the tables. While she was bent over placing a jar atop a table, I tore out the crotch of her jeans using a box cutter, and I packed her delicious tight cunt and asshole with raspberry, apple, and blueberry preserves, and then I ate out her hairy holes while the preserves oozed slowly out of the holes. When I was done eating your big-titted little sister out, she dumped an entire jar of orange marmalade on my cock, and then she pumped me off with her good female hands. Afterward, we 69'd one another, and then I knocked your big-titted little sister unconscious by swinging a large jar of homemade peanut butter into her forehead.
Attention, Cuckoo Clock Store customers. This is Baloney Pony, the Cuckoo Clock Store Manager. Folks, are you tired of trying to hunt down the cuckoo clock heavyweights needed to keep your cuckoo clock running? Well, those days have come to an end. Right now, at the cuckoo clock counter, you can buy a miniature high-heat cuckoo clock weight maker kiln. This little beauty makes the prettiest cuckoo clock weights you've ever seen. Simply plug in the kiln, take a shit, insert your shit log into the hole built into the kiln, and you've got a brand new cuckoo clock weight. The weight looks like a long pine cone, and that's exactly how they were meant to look. To make your turd cuckoo clock weight especially attractive, use our special brass fecal matter paint. Your turd looks like a beautiful solid brass cuckoo clock weight. No one will know the difference. Go into business for yourself. You're the cuckoo clock weight maker. Hurry, buy one of these cuckoo clock weight makers now. Get them while they're hot. Only $99.95. This has been Baloney Pony, the cuckoo clock store manager. That is all.
Fuck!
Oh.
Fuck!
Oh.
Fuck!
Oh.
Fuck!
Oh.
Fuck!
Oh.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.